the new kid at school. Colin acts like he's so tough, but I bet he's just scared of us.
Get to know him better. I bet you find out he's not so tough after all. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. If you want to eat a walnut, first you have to crack its hard outer shell. People are like that too. If you want to get to know someone better, you have to look past what's on the outside. And at first, those people might seem tough or shy, but it's up to you to find out what they're really like. John 7:24 says, "Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment." Our story for today, it's called A Tough Shell. Tap, tap, tap. Two hammers thudded on the walnut shells. Ben and his dad were stripping the thick outer shells from nuts they had gathered in the woods. "Ugh!" exclaimed Ben, looking at the stains on his gloves. "It was fun picking these up, but they sure are messy." "Sure are," said Dad. "But just think how good Grandma's black walnut cake will taste when she uses these. It will be worth all the effort." As they continued working, Ben talked about school. "Did I tell you about the new kid in my class, Dad? His name is Colin, and he's weird."
"Why do you say that?" said Dad.
"He always talks too loud, and he thinks he's such a tough guy," replied Ben. "I just don't like him." Dad worked in silence for a while, then he picked up another walnut and held it out. "Maybe Colin is like this nut."
"Yeah, a tough nut to crack," said Ben.
"You don't know him very well yet, do you?" said Dad. He tapped the nut with his hammer. "Walnuts grow with this soft, spongy covering, and after we take that off, there's still a hard shell, so we can't see the good nut meat on the inside. Colin may be like that. He may be quite different from who you think he is." Ben frowned.
"You mean he may just be putting on a tough act?"
"It's important to try and see others as God sees them," Dad said. "God loves each and every one of us, and he knows exactly what our hearts look like. When people are afraid or insecure, they sometimes act tough to hide their feelings." Dad finished removing the outer shell from the nut. "Have you ever done that?"
"I don't know," said Ben. "Maybe."
Dad nodded. "Well, with God's help, maybe you could get past Colin's outer shell. When you see him as someone God loves, someone Jesus died on the cross to save, it will help you to be more patient and understanding as you get to know him. Then see what God does in both of you." Ben considered how he could get to know Colin better.
"He was watching us play soccer at recess," Ben said. "Maybe he'd want to join us."
Well, how about you? Do you have trouble liking someone because of how they act? It's possible they act that way to hide their fear or insecurity from others. Trust God to help you see that person the way he does. Remember that he loves them just like he loves you. He knows what's in each person's heart, and he can work through your love and kindness to change hearts and lives. Our key verse is Ephesians 4:2.
"Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love."
And our key thought for today: look at others with love. If you like to listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day, then you'll love to listen to Keys for Kids Radio. That's our radio station made just for you, and you can catch me there every single day on Keys for Kids, Down Gilead Lane, and Red Rock Mysteries. There's even interviews with Connie Kendall from Adventures in Odyssey and other kids just like you. Find it all at keysforkids.net today. Well, as always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.